Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on. So it turns out I'm the first person on the podcast. Everybody is running late. So I am going to talk to you guys and see if this feels natural. Watch me be weird and talk to myself. Let me tell you about the podcast, how that's going so far. I'm trying to find an alternative for Zoom. Yeah, turns out that shit expensive. Somebody told me I could use Discord. I'm going to try that, but I don't have to worry about it until next year, June. I did a few episodes that they probably might be late because I haven't edited them as yet. I've been trying to, what do you call it? Put myself in my writer's shoes because I'm trying to write this novel. I don't know if y'all notice. And I'm also trying to turn it into an audiobook one time just for the fun of it because, like, I wanted to give people more of a incentive to, like, check it out. So, like, you could go read it. And I was going to add illustrations too, but I can't draw. But I have an idea of what I want things to look like. But I can't add like realistic environments and stuff. So I'm going to try to figure out how I can use AI to make my art look realistic or at least have a cohesive style to it. I haven't found it yet, so I'm still searching. But yeah, that's what I want to do. Now, I'm pretty sure by the time this episode drops, there's going to be at least... 5 episodes ahead, and 5 episodes before this one will probably be a video podcast. No, that one, the audio was so bad that I was like, there's no way for me to edit it, and the footage was also not planned because nobody was expecting it at all. I didn't even know if somebody was in there digging out their nose or sneezing or doing some shit that they're not supposed to. I just chuck the whole video into, you know, the podcast thingy. And I was like, well, we'll see what happens. So that's us just not being prepared. So you all are getting something that y'all wasn't supposed to see at all. But I talked to the guys and asked them if they're okay with it. And they said, yeah, they don't care. So I said, I bet. So yeah, that's how a podcast would sound if I did not edit it at all. So if you hear us not saying anything for hours, it's cool, because that's what I would usually edit out, and y'all would never know. Yes, what else going on with me? I just got a message from Jaron. He's like, he's walking back from the hall right now. He just went to get some food. But yeah, I'm really invested in writing this novel, this adventure novel. I've always been into like comics and stuff. A little bit nerdy, I'm not gonna lie. And I don't know. I've always like, ever since I was in like high school and so, I've been trying to like write books, but like my grammar was atrocious. I look back at some old stuff that I sent myself on like iMessage on Gmail and so, and I'm like, ugh, the premise is solid because I can come up with sick premises and backstory and shit like that. I just suck at descriptive writing. So I'm trying to take my time. That's my toughest part, to describe things. Because sometimes, I don't know. Something about describing something that just seems not in front of your eyes. Yeah. And I keep telling people, oh, I have a crazy imagination. No, I don't. Because clearly I can't use it to describe. Oh my goodness, there was a truck. It was a red truck. Next to a lamppost, a brown lamppost. Next to a can, a beer can. Next to old man's drinking house. I can't do it. I didn't even tell you what the setting was like. Was it day? Was it a dusty night? Who knows? I didn't say. So yeah, I am trying for the last 4 weeks. I could just say a month. For the last month, I came home every day from work and I'll try to write something until like 10:30 when it's time for me to go to sleep. So on my gym days, I have less time to come and write stuff. But then sometimes I be getting so annoyed with stuff that I have because like I'll read it over like five times and I'm like, it just don't sound right, it just don't feel right. And then I'll write it in a way where I like it feels right, but something just feel off, you know? Like sometimes I'm going over like one paragraph bare times and I'm like, fuck it, I'm just leave it and move on. And I know it's terrible. I know it's terrible. But it's nothing else I can do because I just waste more time. And I want to go back and do them over and so, but I was like, don't worry about that now. Just make sure that your grammar is correct, your spellings are correct, make sure the idea is put out, and then just keep going. Like I might be able to like make changes to it later on in life. The audio version would be tough, but the written portion might be. So I'll probably put a disclaimer if I ever change, if I ever change the text, because then it wouldn't match up with the audio. And I feel like that's just bad. But it's whatever. I have it on the book. The link is in the chapters that I did post. I was gonna make it only, I call it, pay subscribers that could like use that to help support the podcast. And I decided, let's just make it free. So people can listen to it and get into it. And if they like it, then later on they can like support. Cause I don't plan to just have it out there. I just want people to be like, hey, did a thing, whatever happened to that? And then, you know, y'all just know, oh, he still posts them. It's like, boy, it got real interesting. Cause I have this sick chapter that I'm working on right now. It was supposed to drop, but I didn't want to drop it in pieces. I wanted to drop it together. So it's like four chapters together. And I said, no, let me just keep telling the story. And then I'll bring like a, not to make it a flashback, but it's like a callback to, hey, whatever happened? I never heard the story of what happened. And then they're like, oh yeah. And the story is like given to you. And I want to drop all four chapters at the same time. So like if you're into it, you could be like, oh shit, then what happened next? And then it just more for you to read until it's done. And just like, all that dropped today. That's crazy. You know? I want to give that energy in it. But I only have four chapters. So I don't know what kind of craziness I'm gonna get out, y'all. It's fun, not gonna lie, because I get to indulge my creative mind. Sometimes I'm just like, I have some creative thoughts, and I'm just like, man, how do I become like a think tank at Netflix or something? Because I'm just like, you ever seen Hollywood? They're just repeating the same shit. It's either a remake, and then they just, you know, milking your nostalgia like, oh shit, Tarzan. How about Tarzan, the live action? Tarzan, the remake. There's a new hip young actor who can play Tarzan better than the last Tarzan guy because we made him woke and more muscular and have more dialogue that seems natural. You know what I mean? And we have better CGI. So stuff like that. You know what I mean? And they just keep giving us the same old, same old. It's just a remake. It's just a, you know, a spin-off. It's a sequel. Not gonna lie, I love when they give us a prequel because I'm just like, yeah, I always wanted to know where they started from. I love prequels, not gonna lie. I love prequels more than sequels. Yeah. But like Netflix themselves just getting shitty. Disney getting shitty. I see a lot of people like relying on anime to make the they call it servers and so like the streaming platforms and like really, I don't really pop because, like, what can I say? I'm not a person who's a fan of horror, but one horror I do want to watch is Talk to Me, Talk to Us, Talk to Me. I knew when it came out. And yeah, it's the only one horror that I want to watch, right? And for me personally, I like sci-fi, fiction, adventure, and kind of stuff. If you give me a good sci-fi, right? What I hate is the way how they tell stories nowadays. Cause it's like the type of shows that you get, and it says drama, and then it's just drugs and guns and some nudity to catch your attention, and just to make it diverse to give you some gay shit. And you're just like, oh, all right, bit did all this stuff. They let the black guy not die first. Well, he still died first in whatever movie it is. But there's a second black guy, so you don't feel bad. And he doesn't die second, he dies midway. You know what I mean? And there's always somebody selling drugs or doing some kind of documentary type shit about drugs. And I'm like, okay, but if you're gonna give me a good crime show, like, tell the story better, please. You know what I mean? Shit, I would like to watch a movie about criminals that do white collar shit that I can actually learn from. You know what I mean? Like some scammers who be doing some real, you know, something. But then again, I hate how they bring so much politics and real life into the movie theater. Like, I get it, realism is kind of fun, it's kind of cool. I'm tired. Like, you ever see Bollywood movies or Tubi movies? Them shit's hilarious. But mostly Bollywood movies, you know, and even the movies coming out of China, I know they can't really make them too, you know, political and stuff like that. But like, they go into the movies to escape. When last you see like a really funny parody movie? When last? If it's not a scary movie or like movie 47 or that one that they made like Twilight out of, that one was funny as fuck. You don't see none of those movies no more because they can't, because woke people. You know what I mean? But anyways, I'm thinking about novels. I'm talking about movies and shows and all that kind of stuff. And I think where I started this from was I was writing a novel, and you know, I'm creative in thinking, coming up with ideas and stuff like that. Yeah, as y'all can see, I can talk plenty. So buckle up. Sci-fi. Okay, no, let me tell you. I think I really got the push to actually just sit down and start writing something, because I have a bad habit of always wanting to go to the end real quick. Because like, I be thinking out the beginning, I be thinking out where the climax gonna be, and I'll be like, this is how you gonna end, right? But all the in-betweens to make it seem seamless and not rushed, I don't have. And because of that, I can go anywhere for however long before I get to the climax. And then after the climax, I know I can do whatever I want once it's wild enough to get me to the end. And I'm like, I'm so excited for the climax, I'm so excited for the end. I just be fucking around, wasting time. And every time I'm trying to write the middle, well, at the middle, like the first quarter, I be getting distracted because I'm just like, ooh, I can't wait till I get to the middle. Ooh, I can't wait till I get to the end. And as I'm writing, you know, I keep thinking about the end and things I could add to the end. And like, I feel like I'm better at world building than description, and that's the problem. So I'm trying to give enough details. Like, what I'm trying to do right now, it's easy to just say, oh, send them to a new world, or make them have superpowers, or make these characters have abilities and stuff, if you make like a super human based stuff. But I want to tie it down in reality. Like, this fiction, I want to tie it to reality. So it feels like they're real world struggles, and the fictional parts of it have elements of sci-fi. So it's like realism and sci-fi and fiction. So if there's ever somebody, I don't know, throwing fire around, he have a device. It's not like he's conjuring something out of his mind. You know what I mean? And he just combusts in the air. Like, was this the Avatar? No. So I want everything to be like explainable. Like, you might not understand like the whole biology of these aliens, but you know enough to understand that this is not bullshit. Like, I have some characters, some lizards that I want to introduce like way in the story. So this is like a spoiler. And they have different glands inside their body. They're not all the same because like they're from different regions and different, you know, terrains and stuff. And oh, John's joining. Terrains and stuff. And it's like it doesn't spit fire, but it spit venom, or this one produced like a gas or something. And then yeah. So I don't know. Fiction is where I'm at right now. So I'm hoping that I can tell that story correctly.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm just talking to the listeners.
Okay. You live?
I recorded and haven't put it live yet.
Okay. So which listener are you talking to?
The ones that will hear this when the episode drop.
Okay. Glad we're on the same page. Glad we're on the same page.
Not because I yeah, nobody come on yet, so I'm just like, the might as well just talk until. So I'm telling them about this novel I'm writing. Turns out nobody supports my novels because I'm looking for feedback. Haven't gotten one.
I feel
And
like you never sent me it.
probably didn't.
See, because I could be wrong, because then I don't open messages, but I would at least notice
I be telling people like, listen, do me a favor, no? Go read my novel. It has four chapters. Tell me what you think. I'm trying to really like stay true to this one and finish it and not jump ahead. So I'm really putting in the effort. I had illustrations, the first iterations of it, but yeah. So I'm just actually just looking for feedback for people to tell me like the vibe is there. Cause I sent to one person, they gave me good feedback on like the first chapter. And they said I was using the characters' names too much. So I was like, she heard it the first time, but like a two sentence later, the man's like, you still say your name? Like, shut up. So I said, all right, bet I understand. And I went and revamped the whole thing and threw that whole section out and just started over fresh because I had it started in a weird sequence. And I just
Do you have a
decided.
multitude of characters? Do you have a multitude of characters?
Yes. The premise of the story, which I feel like I could tell, it's 3,000 human beings, right? Just got brain drained. New Year's, they just disappeared, but nobody really noticed until like 2 years later. But the story starts in a field, early morning, 3,000 people just in it, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. All them think, oh, we just got kidnapped, or this is some kind of game by the rich or something. And they're all trying to figure out what's happening. And then some scientists that got, you know, pulled there, they're like, y'all understand stars? Because none of these stars are our stars. Like, we're not in the same space that we were in days ago.
Or the guy who made my omelet's what kind of watery, bro.
I what they call those eggs that they just like all yolk.
Don't know. I'm sorry I just interrupted you, but this shit it pissed me off. I'm gonna still eat it.
Yeah. So the whole premise is now there's like the 3,000 people here and they're trying to figure out like why they're here, how they got here, but they know they need to like find a way out. Some people just think that they're still on Earth, but they're just in the bushes. So some people want to venture out, but they can hear wolves howling in the background and they're like, yeah, the forest seem dangerous. So they decide the first thing they need to do is, you know, find water, find food, find shelter. There's 3,000 of them, they can make things work. So they sent a small team out to go into the forest to look for stuff and they got lost and assumed dead. And the main character,
What's the ratio between men and women?
they are women and men. I wanted it to be like more the minorities were like whites and Asians and stuff, and the majority like blacks. Because I said like they pull all the geniuses from like all different categories, and they're gonna be like a
Oh,
lot of
yeah.
people.
What's the ratio between men and women?
This I didn't think about it yet because I just want to like introduce them whenever I introduce them. But there's gonna be like enough women for, you know, for men plus more.
You say enough women for men plus more, and you say the majority is gonna be black. So it's not like we still gonna fight for the women, because black men can't have one just one woman, you know?
I didn't really think about it like that deep yet, cause I'm just trying to like build the world. Cause I want to tell four different stories or six different stories from different point of view, but in the same environment.
That's why you're overusing the names. That's probably why you're overusing the names.
But I forgot what it was too, because I wasn't using dialogue. I was using a narrative voice. So I decided, okay, if I'm gonna do it, I have to really, you have to really be aware that this is what these characters are. And yeah, I'm trying to be heavy on the dialogue, but it's hard to like write dialogue and be like, and then he said, and then this guy was like, what the hell? Because you just don't feel natural, you feel like you're really trying.
I get what you're saying. Well, my problem is I can't close dialogues. If you realize, I never say bye. I say yeah, and then I go off.
Yeah, I'm trying to take one. So I've been waiting because people have been telling me like, yeah, I gotta listen to it, man. I said, all right, thanks for even thinking about it. I've been waiting. I'm just like, nothing. And I sometimes so I'd be like just trying to in a conversation, like, yeah, I'm just over here writing my novel. Just to see if they say anything, right? To see if the address is or nothing. I was like, bet. Or I would say like, oh, that same shit happened in my novel. And then this is quiet. I was just like, see. And the thing is, now I made it into like an audiobook also. So I'm just like, I don't know how I can make it easier. You want me to read it to you? Because there's
Y'all
a
really
man
do
talking
that
it.
with Y'all really do that with the audiobook.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not like if you have to sit down and it's like subtitles. I gave you another option. It's literally good the way you do it and listen.
Yo, this omelet really is pissing me off.
It's seasoned well? Or you just watery?
I'm trying to watch it. I did not finish cooking my omelet. At least you didn't forget my cheese today.
Let me see. On the eggs broken into blah, blah. I'm trying to. They know, I know they have a watery egg thing that they do. I doubt I'm gonna find. I know somebody know it. I just don't know it.
Caitlin, because she mostly cracker.
Just hear me say. I don't feel like Kaylin being MIA for a minute, so I feel like she's going through things. So she'll probably get back when she get back. Also.
Kaylin, and Kaylin just disregard me. You try to slide my Kaylin and she just disregard me. I was like, okay.
Oh
Wake up one morning motivated like a motherfucker. I'm like, well, let me go mess with Kaylin. I regret it.
ah, man. Oh, I don't know if y'all ever heard, read, watch, listen to this book called The Three Body Problem. I've been preaching this book. This book is a crazy ass
The what?
sci-fi. Three Body Problem. It's a three-part series. Sci-fi, crazy. I think after I read that book or went through that book, I don't know, something about the way this person told a story. He's a Chinese guy, and then he made the book in like 2000 or probably 19 something, and then it like turned into English. They dubbed it like a couple years back. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that sounds so sick. Like, Siri put me onto a book called The Court of Thorns and Roses. It's one of them books where it deal with romance and stuff, but it's
I could
also
tell.
sci-fi.
I could tell. The Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh yeah, what about the Romantic Chronicles of the Dragon Warrior?
Could have been a hit.
It could have been a hit.
You know, the book Eragon was written by like a kid.
No.
Fucking book about that dragon. I'm like, okay. So maybe Timon could have made that, made his book.
The thing is, I suck at description. I was just saying this. I can't. Like, I can. I'm good at world building and coming up with characters and backstory because that shit easy. You just talk. You know what I mean?
Now we used to compete with that shit, so I
Yeah.
understand.
But the description part, bro. I be reading over a paragraph, but for 2 days or so. That shit don't feel right. But I don't know. I can't. I'm trying to figure out like how can I get exposure on it? Because I'm not sure like what platform I have to be, and like what do I do? I just post the book somewhere and somebody just stumble across it. I'm like, I don't know.
Need a catchy title, a
Yeah,
nice
the.
little page, like a front cover. There's like a lot of things that probably shouldn't get money, get a lot of money. Like that, what was that book? It was like one like responses to women or something. And it was an empty book. Been paid for a title. Nothing else. That shit was a fucking bestseller.
Yeah, I'm gonna name my book Why Michelle Obama is a Man. That could be the title. It could be a whole. It's not even talking about Michelle. It's just my book. None of the characters give a name Michelle.
I mean, I support it, but I mean that Michelle man just like I prefer an empty book than something inside of it. The empty book is a joke. Something else inside of it.
Just annoyed and pissed.
Yeah.
This one just really tricked me and bamboozled me like this. At least I can write notes and no one that had nothing in it. This one, like, has nothing. Fair enough, now fair enough.
Write the notes, bro. You get a whole lot of notes from that book that have absolutely nothing in it, you know? Because, like, you know, it makes so much sense. The woman mad don't come to her with logic. That's the first note.
So you write your own book, basically. Every time you stumble across something in your life, you're like, this have to go in the book.
That's not really a book, no. That's homework.
That's homework. That's homework.
Damn. Breakfast of a champion. Watery fucking omelet. Dry ass potatoes.
So is it a like cultural that. Thing that people eat the omelets like that? Or
No. Homie just can't make omelets.
Like you saw somebody get some good eggs, you're like, I want that. And then he do yours, it's not good.
There's only one person that can make my omelets good, and it's a woman. So makes sense.
So yeah, Jaron, you're in Japan. What's that like? What's going on over there?
Foreign.
He's the foreign guy.
No, that's what it's like. It's just foreign.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I fit in more than the locals because they're all awkward.
Is it that they're awkward and you just don't understand the culture yet?
Nope, they're awkward.
Okay, in what way? Because you don't speak Japanese, and I'm assuming they don't speak English.
Who say I don't speak Japanese?
So the mans have a whole language with the eye twitch and the eye stare. And that means, good day, sir. Would you like to come over and have a conversation with me? And you're over there like, why the fuck you watch me so?
They do have a staring problem, I ain't gonna lie. They hold back on eye contact. I was in the bathroom.
I think that's a thing that black people just decide they're gonna discard of. Because, like, let's say, right, God gave us eyes to actually take in everything in our own timing, right? And we're supposed to watch and say, like, wow, this is a person that I either know or don't know. Let me look at the features. Let me take in this person. But if you do it to a black person, they're like, what are you checking me out for? What are you sizing me up? What the fuck you on? You trying to beef? What are
you talking to me like that for?
Yeah, yeah. But suppose I really just, I'm nearsighted and I really have to look at you so my eyes can focus. So I can take it to like, do I know this person or not? Y'all don't care. Yeah, I can tell me, go get some fucking glasses and stop watching me.
Yeah, like you ain't black too.
I say it because I am black, but I don't do that.
No, you're racist. You don't like black people.
I don't like black people ever probably being stared at.
You know? Anyways, let me move on from this. This is a conversation. But yeah, they have a staring problem. I'm in the bathroom, right? In the mall. Went to go take a piss. I'm pissing. Asian guy next to me. Look at me. Look me in the face. He's shorter than me. So he look up and look me in the face. Look at my dick. He look me in the face. And then he look at my dick. So I'm pissing. I'm looking over at him because he watching my dick. So I'm looking at him. He's looking at my dick. And I'm pissing. I'm like, you're not going to stop watching? I needed to piss for a minute. So I've been drinking a whole lot of water, juice, all type of shit. And he just there while I'm busting that stream. I'm like, yo, he is still looking. So I kind of tilt my body over to him a little bit more. Because it's like, okay, obviously you want to see my dick. So let's see. Homie just kept looking at my dick. I was like, no fucking way. So I finally finished. I shook off. And I look at him. And he gave me a head nod.
More like, yeah, okay, you're really black.
I was like, okay. Another thing, it rains here a lot, so I have to get used to carrying an umbrella. Well, I'm military, so I don't really carry an umbrella on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the uniform, I think it might be something I should do. Go back to the 2014 bleaching days.
So wait, is it just because of the season? Why is it always raining? Or it's just a rainy place?
I personally think it's just a rainy place. I don't know. I haven't been there long enough to know anything about the season.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
The women do love niggas.
We just saying this, or
If I had my dreads, I would think they think I'm like ASAP Rocky.
get some grills, it might be they call it Travis.
Being real, right now, they're telling me that I look like Tyler, the Creator. I'm
Hey,
like, oh, that's not a bad looking guy
that's
either.
not
I can live with that.
shit. Just paint your nails, two of these nails, and just shake and pull this off.
They love niggas, man. You should come visit.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but like the other day when this who was telling me, Bran and Sierra was telling me that like I told them I want to travel, and I said I want to go this place soon, and they said you know that's across like all on the other side of the world, and I was like I hear you, and they're like you're spending a lot of hours on the plane to go 16 hours, that's a whole day you're losing, and then to come back 16 hours, 2 days now.
I feel like you need a full month or so before you come over here. Kadeem, so he coming after Thanksgiving, so I'm gonna
Kadeem.
go. Yeah, I'm gonna bust a couple moves on him. Hopefully, I have my camera by then because the government shut down. So I'm basically saved. Government shut down, no, but I might still send money to Ukraine. So me. Over here in fucking Japan, doing whatever they tell me to do, and I pay me. But Ukraine, they need that money. Fuck Ukraine, what have to do with all of us?
Look, they're making money.
Who they making money for?
They're selling weapons. It's in them guns that disappear during training. They're not getting used.
Can guarantee you, Ukraine, no one that old gun about
What's going on, fellas?
there.
Good night, Mr. Thomas.
Well,
Good night.
good night.
What are you
Yeah,
up
kind of
to?
pissed off because I was supposed to be watching one championship because Mketia fight tonight. No,
Oh, yeah, that is tonight.
a couple of Mketia in them fight. I got Stamp fighting, and I got fucking Wonder Girl fighting, and I want to see Wonder Girl fight because Wonder Girl fighting a dyke, and if this dyke bang off, them fighting a fucking Oh, that must fight dog. They're not
Since
in
Mike
Thailand.
did put me onto like the UFC, like I've been wanting to like keep up with it, but like I don't be finding it. Like one time it was on Crave, and I went to go watch the whole couple seasons that they had, like from like UFC fight whatever they had, right? All the old ones, so I can catch up on like my fighting knowledge. I watched five episodes without sound because for some reason it's just not working.
Just watch them. Just go on YouTube and watch your free fights. You don't even need to know who fighting at that time. Just go watch a free fight, and then it will put you down a rabbit hole. And then from there, you will discover a couple people that you like, and you can search them to see if they're still active.
Yeah, but
So.
I cannot is I spoiled because of how you call it, the streaming platforms have me. I want to binge the thing. I want to see it from start to finish, not just from piece to piece. Like if I can't get the full fight, I could just you just annoy me.
If you want to see it from start to finish, you got to go back and watch Ultimate Fighter.
Bro, I'm willing. That's what I'm saying.
Bro.
Like if they had a class teaching me everything from the first car I invented, I'll watch it. And then I'll come to y'all saying, guys, I know about cars. I'm not doing no peace.
But what anime was it? No, like in fucking Baki. You watch on the Netflix Baki, not the last series. Not the last, the one before where they had like the little jujitsu guy fighting the really big ass guy. I said there was a little jujitsu guy and he bought up my real big man. So, that's where they got that inspiration from. I'm telling you, I'll go back and watch that because it was entertaining, but yeah, you ain't never gonna catch back up to here. This shit longer than One Piece.
Yeah, Joe Rogan talk about it all the time.
One
No,
Piece?
no, but I heard him talk about Demon Slayer. The man said his daughter put him on, and that shit crazy. I was like, yeah.
I just caught up on One Piece because
Your boy, a friend of mine, just tell me, who watch Demon Slayer. What do you think about it? What do you
don't
think
talk to
about
me,
it?
Khaled. Don't talk to me, cause I
I
try to
need
put
to
Khaled on to anime, Khaled. I don't have time. And then me,
Yeah,
Khaled, what are you doing? Nothing bored. Well,
to
you can't talk to people who have options to just decide they could be bored or complain.
into it. there. But I don't know, man. I started watching Ipo. And because I'm watching Ipo, bro.
Ipo is crazy. Are you do boxing to it?
Yeah, it's so, bro. I'm so far behind on Ipo that I can't get off of it to watch something else.
Me and Kia was talking about that a couple months ago because we started rewatching it. That's crazy. Ipo is, I just tell people, like, sports anime too, they have a sickness to it because I put Khaled on to one about pedaling, bike. Because I look, yeah. That's what I was trying to get to. I was like, yo, what's this anime? Because he has bikes in it.
I'm into the damn, you watch him from beginning right now. And then the one with football, oh, good. That's the anime
too hard. Yo, those sports anime, they bad for real.
They bad.
It's realistic, right? And the shit that they do, you see people do them.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like, they, you know, see, they must get all clear. Mm-hmm, they get all the cool scenes that look like, how you even do that? And then they chain all together in one anime. And like, there's no, all this happening in real life. What they do?
In one game.
Just not in one game.
Nah, no, man. I fuck with it.
Yeah, but like, no, there's no good anime coming out. I'm just waiting for other things to drop. And I'm like, it's a shame.
Oh. Oh, my name is from Vinland Saga. You continue watching?
I'm waiting for next season.
But after the...
Yo. Let me get your Netflix, man.
Okay, cool.
Type it to me. Okay. You know, long may try to get Netflix.
Yo, boy. So... After the time when after he start work on the plantation, dog, me no know, he start lose interest, dog. The hype just disappear right there.
Why? Because he got up on the plantation?
Yeah, in like slavery.
That's a part of your history, man.
Man, come on, how are you going to diss all your history like that? So because it's a white actor being a slave?
Boy, me tell you, dog.
I don't know, I thought it was a good, because I read the manga and stuff, right? So I already know how this is going to end. Like, he decided that he killed so much people, he was at his breaking point, and he's no longer a man of violence. So he was lost, and then a friend helped him to find himself and give him, like, a new goal or purpose. And now that's what he's living to bring peace to the world and some, you know, shit. But everybody remember this one little killer that was walking around with some killers. And they just like, if I see him, I'm going to fuck him up. So he have people who just want to murder him. And he already said, I'm not going to fight people. So it's like, with the next season, you're going to see him defend himself. But all he's trying to do is disarm people to let them know that, look, I am stronger than y'all. Y'all weak.
They don't mind if you're stronger than me. If you're not going to kill me, I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah, exactly. They keep trying. And people tell him, like, yo, kill them because they're going to keep coming back. He's like, nope. Nope, I'm gonna just keep putting him down.
Somebody, I ain't gonna stop.
But you can imagine one man cut off for you, ear, and you just stand up there and just stare at the man in the eye.
Strength. Check out your bad. Who need to hear things? That just make me better now, because when you talk all your shit, I like, can't hear you because of my ears. No.
I mean, I be around women, so you know, I might cut off my ears too.
Is it the second time I make a woman joke?
So you try saying I love hear them?
Hear them what?
So why you don't want to hear
them watching the kitchen?
I know, man.
Oh my Khaled. You wash your own dishes over there.
You hear me?
Times are
I just want to ask me try get no. Sorry, the boy.
Yo, so, Kalen, right? He posts something.
Oh, Kalen, funny on Facebook, dog.
Yeah. There's a picture. One after go. Drake, Kanye.
Oh, I saw that.
Cool.
And he said Drake have to go. I'm like, hold on. Drake,
I'm like,
I could get rid of Kendrick Lamar.
Cool. I ain't gonna lie.
I could get rid of Kendrick. I haven't listened to Kendrick until he dropped an album.
Pay that, bro.
Look, he shit hard. I don't listen to him on a regular.
me say get rid of Drake, but no man, no Kendrick Lamar, the other artist, maybe he can go.
See? Drake, like, Kendrick Lamar make good music, he have good bars.
I would get rid of fucking Weezy before Kendrick Lamar, but J. Cole have to go.
Sorry for the wait, too.
Bro, that shit, all that shit old, bro. None of that shit hot no more.
The Carter 4.
The Carter 5. Man.
But yo.
That's a Brian era right there, no.
Right there.
Yeah, so that beef with J. Cole. Bro, J. Cole really made a song about falling this girl panty and fucking drinking almond milk. Guys, and I stand for that.
That man just did a nostalgia on y'all. All y'all were like, I did that.
Nope.
You can tell, but here, I'm bring guys up. But no, Jerry Lee take a pick up the clothes off the line and you have to go fold up a couple panty.
That's what we mean. Guys, I'll do that.
See,
you
like, me do that a couple of times, but me fold them and pick them up.
Me fold them, I fucking fabric.
Yeah. Me just making, you know, guys of man in a
Me the Jamaican. When they over there chat this shit, we say, I'm staying in my lane.
Empire. Forever. Colin. Mr. Gaza. What you say?
Yeah, last Friday I was supposed to have a music episode in Colin, no? But then we just all did some other things instead of come on.
I remember you said something about...
So wait, nobody go on?
Mm-hmm. I remember you said something about being on, but I don't remember seeing a link.
Yeah. Because like nobody was like available. I was like, I'll just do this some other time.
I bet you if you send me the link, would enjoy it.
Last week it was raining, so I couldn't leave. It's because I went outside yesterday. Why I'm not going outside today? I'm thinking about it. I probably should have went out today because I do need to go and fix my uniform because the Marine Corps ball coming up soon.
And a if ball?
If my rank ain't right, then I'm going to get in trouble.
So how those go? You're supposed to just go by yourself and bring a plus one or something.
I mean, you can take a plus one or you can just take on Katsi that day.
Fair enough.
You go, I guess you drink, then play some music, you know.
The dance.
This is the fucking 1800s. So, you know, that's the some fucking ski. Hey,
that's how they're bad in the bus. I was driving to work this morning, listening to that shit, right? And y'all seeing me bus swerving up. Ski.
I can't fuck with her, bro. Like, Glorilla, my girl, even though her eyes far apart.
Bus?
She be preaching, like, some stupid shit to these young women. And she my girl, because, you know, she fine as hell. But see, look like she gonna burn me, man.
Boss, that's crazy because that's who she look like. She embody NSTD, but not to diss or anything. Now she just look like she real hood and ratchet. Like, hey, she get her money right now. I can't hate it, but I just like the other that was on Twitter, mind my business, and her side nigga.
She's from St. Louis, Missouri, bro. I was in Missouri. Missouri only have. Fat bitches and AIDS.
Missouri. I was on Twitter and I saw somebody, like, she was trending the side, right? And I was like, what's going on here? Because I just listened to her album. I said, let me see what's going on with her. And it turns out her man, she went to buy one of her side pieces to get some dick. And she was just fall asleep. So he was just like, I just put sexy red to bed or something, right? Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm just like, bro... Yeah, why would you do that? Just to let everybody know that you're fucking somebody famous. Like, your cut will go here and then drop. Like, you'll get some pussy off of it, but like, nobody gonna fuck with you no more. Like, you really want clothes?
That nigga think he's Safari.
But he just fuck up his own bag. This guy would be like, you want the PlayStation and a Jeep?
I'm gonna be complaining with you because she a hood rat. I don't think she that smart. They fight over it.
Yeah, but she gonna wise up eventually.
Bro, they don't. He gonna just put a good beating on her. And then, you know what happened after the beating? She gonna want that revenge. So she ain't gonna ever leave. That's why they stay. Because they waiting to win one day.
I feel like she gonna have to wise up.
I don't think so.
Only time will tell.
Bro, I don't think women get...
Free.
I'm like,
yeah, I'm gonna get this woman back.
No, bro. On a daily basis, I just look at women. I'm like, yo, I know there's no fucking thought process going through your actions.
Bro, I was telling the young lady this the last week, cause I was like, I don't want to say I hate women. I really dislike them when I go on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like, I social media pisses me off, bro. It's like, if somebody not saying something about toxic men, toxic women, and women over here say we want this, but y'all shouldn't get nothing, and they over here behaving the worst, and they talk about they deserve the best, and men out here just behave like some bitches call themselves alpha, even though they still bitches. I'm like, you can't say you're this, but you're that. Like, it don't work. And I then
know, I'm alpha as fuck.
Look, I wasn't talking about you, sir.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm just saying, if you saw somebody behaving bitchy, right? And they call themselves alpha. You're like, you're not even trying to live up to the word. You just saying this. It's like all of other people who like, this is my gender. I'm like, shut up.
Yo. But like, back to that, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, Big Glow, she my girl. Her fine ass. Her no booty fine ass. I don't know, man. Something about these no ass bitches has got me. But yo, she tell these young girls, oh, stop wasting your 20s looking to get married and go shake your ass at a gas station. So now I'm just there like, babes, shut up, because you know you're coming home. They got me fucked up, bro. They just be giving ladies bad advice.
I know you mentioned like body counts, that's all right. But the other day I had like a talk with a friend who was really telling me her body count. I was like, yo, just hearing the number is wild. But if I kind of stretch it out over 12 years, not that bad, right? From the point she started having sex to now, right? If I think about the 12 years that she's been alive, having sex, and all her body that she had, she probably had like one a month, right? So in my head, I'm just like,
that's bad.
Is it?
Niggas say one a month. Well, you're fine that next motherfucker every month.
Say, where there's a will, there's a way, I guess. That's what I'm saying. They always, okay, I hear what you're saying.
Bro, look at it at our perspective, through our perspective, right?
No, hold on. I can get to that, because that's what I was telling her too. Because,
yeah.
Let me.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, when we were talking, right, I said, the reason why I think that's so wild is because I know how much work I have to put in to go finesse this young lady, talk to her, flirt her up, right? And I kind of gave her two scenarios. I said, imagine there's two guys, right? I'm one and there's another guy. And I'm talking to you for a week before you give me the box. He talked to you for 3 days before he get the box. You just up two bodies and the two of us just up one, right? His game was better than mine, so he got it quicker. I'm upset because like, why the fuck I had to waste the rest of my days that whole week just trying to get you, right? So in this situation, you already got two guys. And if you're tired, you can move on to another two guys. And one can waste the time and the other one can get right away. You're up four bodies in a month and we just still have one. And we're probably looking for a second. So it's easy for you to get bodies than it is for a guy. Like, you don't have to sit down here and talk and be like, oh, word, this and that, unless you want it to be long or not. You determine whether it could be short or long. I determine if my game could be solid today or not. If I'm feeling you get some sick game. If I'm not, I'm like, So I tell her, like, when I see that, I'm thinking, if you tell me your body count is 60, I'm thinking, bro, how much work I'd have to put in to get 60 bodies? It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. That's time, money, game.
Put in 60 bodies, you need to be talking to multiple women at the same fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have a fish. You have a fish.
She can't say that she wasn't talking to multiple men at the same time. And then to egging them on, right? To be gassing them on. And to the fact that she going to put some pum-pum on them, or, you know, there's an opportunity for them to get pum-pum. Like, she cannot say that it was not slack behavior. She can't say it wasn't slack behavior. Bro,
there's
no feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, me, I always say, right? You, woman, have it easy.
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 Oh, fuck.
You know, how me have to get up and say, yo, boy, woman, you know who listen, but nevertheless, you have to get up and say, yo, me go put in this work. And then you might put in this work, and she don't like the work that you're putting in. Mm-hmm. So on to the next nigga. So you just waste for your words, for your time and energy.
Boss.
And this chick, you know what I mean?
Anything can turn him off now. You can just put her in a seat, but she said, ugh.
You know what I mean?
Driving safe. What a feminine trick. Bro.
What is supposed to be straight game? You put her in a seat, but takes you to the movies, it ill.
Bro, so this is why, right? I learned that you need to text women at certain times.
Yeah, yeah. You can't get them your time, dog. You have a treat them like,
bro. First of all,
work.
I don't text no woman during the day, cause during the day she at work. She have the opportunity to look at my phone. I look at her phone, and say, I can text him back later. I text women when I know they lonely. So you know, like, you only get a message from me around like fucking 8 o'clock. You know, me, you know, maybe 7 o'clock until around 9. Any later, somebody probably, you know, try sliding. And if I can't slide in that night, then I ain't gonna waste my time. I don't want you right. to have your mindset on another man. And then you see my message. Because that will turn them off. It will turn
this
them off.
This motherfucker disturbed me. Face what
you're me, message them throughout the day. Because me want to make sure your interest. You have to show me some interest. Me shoot you the message. And long as they answer me, I say, okay, you're into me. But if me shoot you that message and you answer me for the whole day, you know, say, fuck you.
No, man. I get that. If you message me and I message you and you take an hour or two, the conversation done today. Yeah. Why you just tell me if you're not going to talk to me?
Work Monday. What makes that conversation in the middle of the day for?
The thing is, people know if they want to get me, they have to like call me, because I'm more likely to send voice notes and answer a phone call instead of text. You check?
Yeah, I send notes and yeah, I don't really call or yo none of that, because it do take up a lot of time and it is a lot more personal. But bitch,
yeah,
I got shit to do.
Yeah, if they can mind the sound of like bandsaws and grinders going off, like. Look, I'm not even gonna argue with you if you want to, because you know my situation. You can't argue. But, it's always loud on your side, bitch. I'm at work.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, but sometimes, but yo, you know, you put in your work 8 hours or your 10 hours a day, dog. You know what I mean? You come home, you're tired, you're exhausted. You know what I mean? Exhausted. They shoot you the message and you know, answer. The first thing they want to jump on, oh, you're talking to another girl. Bitch, move back.
No, it's just fucking, no, it's games. It's games. Don't fall for it, dog. Don't fall for it.
If you decide to get you mad.
Yeah, she's just trying to work you up, get a reply in a specific way. She tried this on 6 guys. They always have the same response. I don't have no girls. Poor girls.
Me look at them and just smile.
I'll never forget this. My boy Albany, dog. And my phone off the bus. Because my broke. Mm-hmm. So my phone off. But I had a service. And this girl get vexed. Because I'm going to reply to she message when we reach Albany. When she know my phone off. And I'm going to have no service. So now the night, right? We're going to be home. Come on. A whole ton of body fling around the place now. Jaron, I look on the phone, Bex, no fuck. Because I give it. So the whole night, we're outside, right? Y'all let your body out to me, so me push that girl with boss. Yo, boss, me push the girl away with me, dread them up, and so push up the head. Like, get away from me. Just because this girl decided to aggravate me. One more time out with my boys. You tell them they're wicked in the college, don't fall for them games. They're wicked.
Meet up, fall for them. Meet up. Boss, yo, if you shoot me a message at 4 something, when you have from 8 in the morning, you have lunchtime, and you only shoot me a message at 4, you come to me and tell me any shit about, oh, me talk to any other girl, me can tell you, well, I'm to the man you they talk to between the hours of 8.
Yeah, wait.
You don't argue.
I wasn't talking to anybody. No, they love, some of them obviously like, I just wasn't in a talking mood. I was like, oh, word. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't really doing nothing. You were sending a show on Instagram, and I saw your status going up talking about this and that, and that, looking attention. You mean you're bored, didn't want to talk about busy, not in the mood, and you're looking at attention on your status.
Ways of living, that, right? When she say, oh, whatever, say like, yo, don't worry about them. This is your time, no. This is your time.
Yeah, I was just some auto-marketing sometimes. Now, but the other day, I was talking to like this new somebody, and she said she go sleep early. So I said, don't even explain, right? And I did message her. And she messaged me back like after 6. So I said, that's so fucking wild. So I said, I bet when she ready to talk to me, she can come talk to me. I done with messaging her, right? The next morning, she messaged me. I didn't hear from her all day. I said, what's wrong with you? Right? So I said, what happened? You miss me or something? She's like, I just didn't hear from you. I thought something happened. I was like, nothing happened. We won, right?
I'm trying to figure out if she... talking for her for one day if something happened to you?
2 weeks? 3?
Oh, you be talking to them on a daily. Boy, you're a husband.
Look, right?
Can't relate.
No, it was a really interesting guy to talk to. I still think it's because they don't be having conversations. That's anything.
Yeah.
I really think they don't have good conversations with people. It's either they talk about sex or trying to get some nudes here and there and just get finesse. They just don't have real conversation. This one time I asked this girl, so what are you thinking about? Nothing. That's what they say. They always say that, right? But I said, you can't call me and have nothing to talk about. She's like, yeah, but I could just be on the phone here. I said, no, because now you're taking up my time.
That's the shit. How are you going to tell me you just want to find the phone?
Yeah. So I'm just like, you can't just call me and just rape my time like this.
It's a scout on the daily dog. She's a scout on the
So when I said I was busy, like, you don't usually be busy around this time.
But I remember when in my bicycle era, right?
Uh-huh.
When we just ride bike plenty, this chick called me in the morning, dad. I talk for a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Partner, I tell you, yo, I'm going to look a busy car. Then, you know, Saturday time, you know, your old lady. Well, I do the Adventist fire church, but you know, for me now, Saturday time, I clean up some key and trash.
Instead of rest and soul.
You know, yeah. When I go and fix 2 bike, when I go down the road and so forth, boom. I tell you, I am going to be busy. It's okay, you can leave me on the call. It's okay. Tuggy, I left the gap on the call. I do all my chores. But I must come up to the phone maybe 6 o'clock. And you know, she killed up on the phone away.
She phone fucking hot.
But I demo like, well, me run some music, boy. I'm like, Carl, ongoing calm. I say, ongoing. I say, hello. I say, yo, you know, move on the phone. She say, yeah, I move and come back and say hello to Stevie here. I tell him I'm busy.
Yeah, could I have a call him back now? Something. She said, nah.
Simple.
See, she need a hobby.
But yo, me they say,
what makes she never did clean? Hmm? She Christian too?
No, she Adventist. She Adventist. Oh, good. She Adventist.
She never did church. Of the Pathfinders of AY.
But me they say earlier, John, clear?
Yeah, but wait me too.
No, because when I see your face on the screen, me they say. Earlier when you did talk about the booty bit, ladies, you know what I mean? Man, I'm gonna try not for some bitches. You want something to rule.
Yeah, I can't hold. He sluts.
You know what I mean? Yo, the biggest booty girl you ever deal with, Ajidina.
They know when I say bitches, I don't mean it. Whatever. What?
The biggest booty girl you ever deal with, Ajidina. Jadina
may hate me for no reason, dog.
Mother thing.
I'll never see
you with
no other big
butt
girl after.
I'm business. Jadina would just see me and just go, I didn't just elbow me. Why?
No one fuck.
Maybe. She's supposed to just say so. She asked this everyone by the battery. She could have just said so. It'd have been a little quickie in the last style. She could have said so.
Hey, probably. Because many times I'm can't think about any right now.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, well, I'm to the girl from Piers along here. I'm like,
What about bald head?
You should figure free. How anybody? Because you see, I was like, y'all with palm bowl boobs, and then if you start batting with boobs, you know, boobs.
Right? This girl, she don't follow me, no. She don't follow me on fucking Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. I used to follow her. So now I watch her story, and I was like, okay, she have more than, it's been like, what, 2 weeks, and she ain't follow me. I don't like her that much. Unfollow. So now I unfollow her, right? But I post a story, and she's still watching my story. You never follow me, and you're watching my story. So that means I am in your recent search. Because whenever my little fucking name there and I look a bubble at my name, you click it. What's so interested in my life if you're not going to follow me back?
Bro, how often you jump into people's DMs?
Not often. I have to delete this account if I continue to do that. Well, what do you think? What else can disappear?
You know how wild it is for a DM, for infamous DM, dog? Because somebody always trying to get at them, right? And I was telling somebody this the other day, like, you really have to know when she on her phone to be that first guy. Because if you message her today, there's 10 guys messaging her, so you're at the bottom. She's not seeing that. She only seen the first five, right? So you have to catch her when she online and send her the message so you can, like, show up in her vision sight for her to even pay.
Yeah, for their pre-punchy profile for
seeing. Yeah, yeah. She just posted this. She online.
No good. No do DMs, dad. Honestly.
Boss, me, I message.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I remember I messaged somebody, right? And I said, people busy, people have lives. So I waited a week. And I said, well, unfollow. As soon as I unfollow, right? I don't know if she get a notification. That's when she replied. I was like, what do you, why? Yeah, that's all I wanted to say, Khaled.
Boss, the girl, watch my story. No, my unfollow she. Like, she been watching my story, but, like, I tried to slide on it. No, I tried to slide on it because I don't know. Like, when I was in the fucking rock, right? She was there, but whenever me want she. I just see her recently. She was looking good. And I got a little rock trip coming up because I got to go see my mans and shit. I don't know.
Where's the rock? Iraq.
Rock.
That's rock. Crazy. Jazz was like, yeah, man, I gotta go Iraq, me my mans. Listen, I got a body over there in Iraq. She the bomb.
Yo, oh my bro. So I know you say you wanna go travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you about going fucking South America. South America is on the opposite side of the world from me. You know
I
that,
realize bro. That, but if you go that way, it maybe might be closer.
That's the way I have to go anyway, because I think we can just fly over places that are not gonna land. I realized that because when I was looking at my flight to come over here, I was like, why the fuck they go this direction when it seems easy?
Right, you just go that way and you reach quicker. It's like literally, I don't think a lot of people know this, but Russia and Canada is right here next to each other.
I know, because I could have made it here real fucking
real fast. Quick.
Then I just did some fucking roundabout bullshit. And then I watched them, right? I'm looking at the flight path, and they flew over, and then he bust a turn down. So I was like, bro, why didn't you just angle? And a full hour.
Yeah, let your enemies know what you're doing.
Me just say, right? This is the world, right? The world wrong, right?
Flat.
If my... Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah, flat, tell him.
So me just say, okay, if the place may try go, yeah, right? Me, yeah, right? Why me not just spin around and just reach around, yeah?
It depends. How much land on the other side? That's the way they reef you.
You ever watch them flight from fucking Antigua to Florida? Because it make no sense to bus. Bad boy go up, then he bust and left. Like, bro, why would you do that?
Wind currents.
Why would you do that, bro? Just go over the angle. Everything done.
The man is trying to get some nice wind currents so they can glide and save on fuel. So if the closer they get to the Bermuda's triangle, the faster they move.
I need to go meet. I'm going to get me a fucking pilot.
Pilot friend? Get me a pilot. Bro. I don't know how to meet people that have interesting backgrounds. Nobody wearing this shit on their chest.
So the Florida thing, she pilot, you know. Like, that's her, that's where she's studying. But she don't fuck with me like that no more, man. Don't fuck with me like that no more. Heartbroken. Cause I love her to death still. She's my friend, but I don't entertain her bad behaviors.
Okay, when you say entertain, right? What do you mean? Because I have some people with some like bad toxic tendencies, right? But I don't judge. And because I'll tell you my piece and I'll just leave you with that. Anything else, it's like you can't tell me the same thing or complain about the same thing. I'm shutting that down. Don't complain about some shit that I already gave you advice on.
I don't judge and I don't give advice anymore. Cause I'm not your big brother.
No, I'm no, not. But
like I don't even care to hear that shit no more. So like you have
as a friend,
listen to it.
You have to say your piece, so because they can't turn on and ever say you never actually told me anything. If you say
I already
okay,
advice.
Yes, that's what I mean. You don't have to say it again.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. You got this going on. I don't give a fuck because you know. And you choose to do this.
Mm-hmm. Like, here, when they ask for advice and you sit down, you give the best advice possible.
Oh, true. You know, think it through. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, if you follow this way that I just tell you, there's a possibility that you'll 99% come out successful.
Yeah, so give me the advice now.
But then you go the wrong way. You choose who you with. So you're asking for me advice, man. If you're listening, end up and choose for you.
Khaled, I saw the video.
We need entertainment. So she hear you.
I saw the video. This woman walk up to her husband, right? And say, which one of these you think I should go with? The man said, this one. She said, okay, I'm going with this. And she detained the whole day, right? In my head, right? I know this is a little thing to get like excited on the instant, but I'm just like, nigga, just punch her. Right? Because in my head, I'm just like, you look me in my face, ask me for my opinion, and then blatantly said, not choosing it. You aggravated me. You purposely pissed me off. You're doing everything you can to make my input not matter.
My mom, at this point, I'm not even certain if she really have the problems because she's a smart young lady.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like she should be above that. Like, I don't know anymore, bro. So I don't listen. I don't entertain it. You tell me you're sad. I say, okay. Yeah.
I don't even. Anybody depressed or sad, don't bring that energy to me, please. Like, I'm not, I have empathy. I just don't have time to wait. You're always fucking sad. Go talk to God.
Like, if you're really that sad, go run a marathon.
Yeah, do something
hard. I'm gonna be real. If you run a marathon, you can't get depressed anymore because a marathon is the most depressing thing you will ever do in your life. Nothing can challenge you after you run a fucking marathon.
Mas, I remember this girl telling me.
Khaled, remember
every
that.
Every time
she run a marathon.
Yo, this girl telling me every time she talks to me. She get mad and sad. So, but every day, you still come to me and be like, hey, what's up? What are you talking to me for? If me make you mad and sad.
That girl won't feel things, Khaled.
Like, she like the emotion.
You say? I don't usually display these emotions, but Khaled just get it out of me.
You know what I mean? So, me, they're like, okay, you're mad and you're sad. That are two emotions that just, me, they know how they work together. You're sad.
You know?
Why you're sad and mad?
It's like this.
Choose one.
Think about it, right? Khaled, we chilling, right? We chilling around the block. Mm. And then Brian slide. And Brian shot Timon. You're sad. Timon dead. Brian Killy. Like, I can see it, man. I can see it. And what you call me, it's so stupid.
Bro, it's the other day, no? I realized something as I was just talking to somebody and see how they react. And I said, maybe John was onto something now. Because low-key, I might be a villain. Because I don't know what it is, right? But I'm talking to these people and everybody think that I'm out to get them. I was like, I am just talking and asking questions. They think I'm not on their side. They think I'm setting things up. I'm just like, I'm not that smart. I'm not setting shit up.
I tell you, bro, what it is, we're very aware of things. And we're aware of things. We try to prove things to ourselves. And then we're doing shit. I'm proving something to myself, having a conversation. I was like, yo, if I say this, this is how they're going to react. You know, I bust it out. And they react like that. I was like, yo, you're a fucking genius. They mad as shit.
Well, you know, it goes so for me all the time, because sometimes I'm sitting and the reaction I expect to get back, I'm going to get back. So, you know, what I start to do, when they ask me questions, I start ask them back the same question, because I want to hear how you're going to answer, so I can answer you. I want to answer you properly. Uh-huh. So I'm going to get now the reaction that me expect to get in my head. And me hear it when they say, oh, why you don't answer me first? No, why here for you answer?
I tried that with Erica, and it didn't work out for me because it was right when she did it, but when I did it, it was wrong. she said, you pussy ass bitch. Okay, it's right. If I say you pussy ass bitch, the fuck? I'm wrong.
See, bro, you had to leave out the bitch. That's where the problem lied. Yes, your pussy ass dog. See, it's different.
There's no fucking. There's just no winning, Khaled. There's no winning.
None.
Bro, they say they ask me a question, and if I don't feel like answering that question, I change the topic.
Bro,
I control the narrative. And when you do that, right, they irritate them too.
Bro, the other day, when mommy came up, you were coming from an aquarium. You're coming home, right? And
did any killer whale?
No. It was like a little fishy aquarium, nothing serious.
Oh, I saw a video. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Aquarium. It's a mini killer whale or something, right? Like, it's like a killer whale, but it's all black, and it's a dolphin, but it's bigger than other dolphins. So, yeah, I don't remember what the fuck they call it. That shit was scary, bro, because you in the water, and this all black dolphin with killer whale teeth come up to you.
Yeah, that sounds scary, actually.
That shit is scary as fuck. Cause his eyes was red, bro. That shit looked like somebody tried to draw fucking killer whales.
Bro, I know about pink dolphins, and they have like Amazon dolphins. Like dolphins are in the forest, and I don't know how the fuck they even get there. Cause if it just rained and this forest turned into a swamp, where the dolphin come from?
They're mammals, bro. They breathe air.
So that boy just hump off miles from the sea. I caught in the forest and it's up here in this lake.
That's before they went into
the water level rise.
Before they went into the water, that's where they were hanging out. And then he got fucking trapped there.
He got trapped. They actually had something like that. You know, they have a lake somewhere in Russia. It freezes and stuff, but there's like an extensive cave that lead to the ocean. But because of the winter and so.
John, we spotted it right now.
He asked me if I've been to Russia.
Yeah.
We didn't get to go explore.
So, because there's like this big thing, the seals and them travel through like this cave network system and they end up in this lake. But then the it froze, and then I guess like the earth shifted and they got trapped in here, right? So the lake would freeze and everybody was like, oh shit, all the seals dead. And then during the spring, they'll come back and the seals and them just did like sort it out. And they're like, how the fuck the seals and them survive? But I feel like there's like a whole network. So maybe dolphins and them was like swimming through a cave, and then the forest decided to rain a flood and they came out a network, like a hole, and they're just here. Maybe.
Bro, the seals. I usually see seals online. Bro, I saw a video of a lady and she was in a fucking predicament because orcas are protected, right? Mm-hmm. So killer protected. And a fucking seal was like, oh shit, fucking killer whales, they try and hunt me, and they jump up on top of her fucking boat. So now, because orcas are protected, she can't turn her boat on, and the seal on top of the fucking boat. Orcas at the bottom of the boat, knocking the boat, trying to tip it over, because like, yo, that's dinner.
Yeah.
So now she's screaming at the seal, telling the seal to get up.
Get
up. Like, bitch, you go.
Yo, life or death, she willing to fight that seal, because that's a problem.
Seals can fight, because seals are aggressive. Bro, yeah. They're fucking water beers. That's what they call them, water beers. Bro, you can look at homie face and he look scared. If I was her, bro, I'd have knocked that nigga out. Cause if these orcas overturn her boat, she's losing money in that boat, and she could probably lose her life. They probably wouldn't
leave her. Yeah, yeah, they probably would have left her, but like
probably we leave it up to her.
Probably. Yep.
I was gonna get that seal up one way or the other. And they never really tell me what happened. Isn't she okay? But
you ever believe, like, you know, like when the season change and so forth and the place get cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever believe them animals have conversation with themselves and say, yo, this water cold? Like you be better, say, boy, to the cold. You know what I mean? Like, how it goes, I say, boy, oh, the cold boy.
Yeah, I think so.
They definitely think that, because remember, they bond with here, because, you know, they didn't have all the fat to keep themselves warm yet. So they definitely know what the fuck cold is. And when they get real fucking cold, I know they definitely feel it. Because remember that video everyone have with Humperdinky, where Humperdinky want to go outside and they got snow outside and everyone lock Humperdinky outside. I'm looking at Humperdinky little face and I know he was cold because the dog is shiver.
Yeah. Okay, back to the story.
Shit.
Daphne. Yeah. So we coming home now, right? And mommy decided that she gonna give me a quick fact, right? Real quick. Just driving. She's like, hey, so I heard this thing now. That like if you put honey on your eyes, like it's either on your eyes or in your eyes.
In your eyes.
You improve your vision, right?
Inside, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So in my head I said, real quick, mommy, you putting honey in your eyes? She said, no. I said, okay, that's good. Because which doctor tell you that's okay? She's like, no, doctor told me, just saying some people try it. I said, don't follow people. If somebody jumping off a bridge, you're going to jump out of the bridge, right?
That's true. My old lady did it, you know.
Hold on.
Following people, and then they love
to follow people. So in my head, I said, you know what? Let me give it a benefit of the doubt. Maybe she did her research. Maybe she knows she did, because I don't know shit. She just catch me out of nowhere with this information, right? So I said, how much research she did on this for me? I'll accept 10 minutes of research if you did. She said, no, somebody just told about it. So you never tried it. Somebody told you, and you're telling me, go put honey in my eyes, right? So I said, what if it has like effect on me? She's like, you don't have no effect on the people that I'm still out here living, right? So I said, yeah, but what about the long term? Suppose all of a sudden I'm not supposed to have no cataracts, because nobody in my family have it. And all of a sudden, the doctor said, I don't understand where these cataracts come from. You've been putting honey on your eyes. And I said, for years, right? Like, yeah, you keep putting something on your eye keep putting a film, keep coating until you get thicker and thicker. Now you can't see shit. I said, like, what happened if that happened? What am I supposed to tell you? Mommy, you're the reason I can't see?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not even the thing now. I'm here having this whole argument, right? Trying to figure out, like, okay, but why are you telling me about it and why your friend's doing it, right? She's like, okay, Timon, I'm done with you. I said, you can't be done with me. We still talking. What are you? We having a conversation. Like, you talking about you're done? What's this? Right? And then she said, I'm done. Right? So I said, you can stop talking, but I'm driving and I'll drive slow and talk. You can't stop listening.
Your relationship with your mother sounds like me and Erica. That's really how it was in the bus. That's really how it was. That is.
Right. My mother told me she heard the same thing, right? So my mom bought a little bottle of honey, right?
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I am not doing it. You want to put honey in your eyes? You do it.
It sounds so fucking nuts. My thing is, how they do it? They put fake honey in their eye or they water it?
So I came over evening to rub her feet and so forth because she was having some pain. Oh, I see the woman have it, so.
Wait.
Yo,
is it thick honey or water the honey?
How do you put honey in your eye?
But you know how slow that didn't drop? That didn't last your eye like a piece of stone.
I'm going to say, when we see this, the honey dropping in the eye, when she blink, I'm here to say it's burning. I suggest to say it's burning. It's burning. I'm not saying to mommy, what are you gonna do? You know, what's your thing? She said, no, they say you're supposed to leave it in. She said,
ah. What did Bernie work?
We say, okay. Are you? The woman sit on there. The woman blew the eyes from top on there. Yo, me and the wife said, mommy, me no recommend you do this ever again.
Bass. Ever again. Old people just make up things, the dog. They lie.
Yo. Tell you this one, eh? They have one bush called Ice Bright.
Mm-hmm.
They say you're supposed to drop a few drops in the eye or you can wash your face with it. Okay, so old lady get the
ice. Just pray that the disc of mercury, please.
Old lady get the bush called Ice Bright, you know what I mean? And old man and all. And every night, dog, scoosh, scoosh. I'm like, what you do for you? I see better. Why? What do you do? That's me, dog. What me need to do? You know what I mean? Because me, I see better. I'm like, how much thing I'm going to have up to? Every.
Khaled, they must see the bigger picture. That's what they must see.
Well, I don't know.
Yo,
man.
Do you all remember a time where everybody was eating green tea or taking green tea?
Green tea.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just did sell green tea because they're talking about, like, you take this green tea, you lose weight.
Yes, yes, yes.
You remember
yes.
that?
Yeah,
just green tea because they have green tea fucking tea bag. And
okay.
It's good.
Yeah. The whole thing, when they first came up, people just like, yeah, if you take this, you can lose weight. So you want to see a whole bunch of fat people talk about, I'll just drink a tea a day, right? And in my head, I'm like, there's no fucking way no tea can make, like, it can give you shit in maybe, but like... to make you lose weight all of a sudden, like, yeah, and the way they're setting it up is like enzymes and stuff in it, like, help eat away the fat.
Help eat.
I'm a bedtime 10:30. No, no, but like, come out for 10:30 so we can go sleep. Yeah, and they were going on. So the other day, too, my mom was here, I said, whatever happened to the green tea? I never used to take green tea. I said, listen. Mm-hmm. I saw the green box in the house.
Not only that, they used to have this thing that then with the, when the green tea thing start, they start say you can't make money from it. So people just buy and bonus
and sell.
And then go and try to sell.
Bass, bass. Church people, they sell.
So man, then they do their fucking there's some what kind of marketing is that? That kind of scam.
They only target old people on WhatsApp and church people.
And that's it. Because for my sister used to come home, I say, oh, I sell this green tea thing. I say, how much you spend on them box? It's $60 per box. You spend $60 per box for come try sell me for how much to make a profit.
What?
What? What?
Well, let me tell you. What do you think happens? You never have a drink there one by one.
One by one. Can't waste your money.
Hey, look, boy, let me tell you.
Yo, people do everything but go fucking work out. Bro. They do everything but fucking just go on a diet.
I won't come up with a scam, dog. And what? I think church too difficult to pull off. A religion too difficult to pull off. But I walk up with a sick scam, dog. I don't know how. I just want to create a product. Boss, you met, they had this people don't still fuck that. They had this product, right? Where they say if you, it's in a green bottle, if you rub it on your face, you can clean out the impurities. So you have the man face looking spotty, and then the man wipe the white thing off his face, and then he leave there for a couple seconds, and then you're supposed to pull out the toxins.
I see some
face.
Black,
yeah,
some
I see some black dots, right? And it's me, I look like fucking seeds, right? It even look like nothing come out your face, and I'm watching now. And people buy this, and people on the internet saying, wow, this thing works, wow, wow. Everybody's like, oh, shit. And I think, right, people realized it was bullshit, but they want to be the only person. So they kept telling people it was working, so more people can buy it and feel stupid. Yeah. And they were the only people.
You don't, bro. You're only losing money if you can't sell it now.
So people were getting fooled.
You have to fool people, and then they have to figure out how to fucking do it. Go down.
Yeah.
But the other day I was watching a video on Facebook, right? Somebody came into a nail place, right, with a bunch of ticks on their foot, a ton of ticks on their foot, right? Now, me sit down there, and me say, there's no way me go to sit down in a bunch of ticks. So all of them can leave you out and put me foot.
And he dead, right?
For me go to the doctor, for the doctor sit down there and throw beer. Beer in the dog. Beer pan for me foot. And the ticks and then they'll drop off. So give me sit down there and say, yo, those are not ticks, those are beans.
Beans. Because if they knew me... If there never be ticks, that boy leg done with.
But the thing is that I not done this and me watch them. I'm just a continue watching.
Watch them.
Just to see the end back. I'm not stupid.
Bro, they have two people on Facebook. Whenever I sleep, I get aggravated. It's this one guy that say, he have his phone at this and he always going, come here. And he zoom in. I don't give a
something new.
Yes.
Yes.
I hate that man.
I just watch a video where he say, you know, you can get free refills at KFC.
Bro, I wanted to listen. But the moment the boy said, come closer. I just know. Bro, I couldn't.
I don't eat KFC. But I want to do it so bad.
Yo, with the bucket, right? The bucket. Yes. Yes, if you eat the family bucket in a KFC.
And then you go back and ask for a refund. But American KFC suck. But I'm going to sit on your damn out of the bucket.
Yo, I the worst case. I'm not going to lie down.
They know nobody asked for a second bucket, dog. They know nobody asked for a second bucket.
Bro.
Yo.
I saw one of his videos where he did talk about for using a chopstick. I'ma watch the boy put the chopstick in his hand wrong now. And then he used the chopstick wrong. But I'm like, it worked. But I know you're wrong. I don't know, man.
They have this other couple, like a white couple. And this man, right? His video might be like 50 minutes long. And the whole thing is him saying, okay, so watch this, right? Something will happen. Watch this. Watch this. And the whole time, he stand behind a wall and he got her right there. Right? And he's like, she can't see me. Right? And I'm just like, she's not looking back for nobody. He's like, okay, watch this. I'm going to do this. And she's not going to know. And he come back behind the wall. And I'm watching like, bro, I know it's a whole fucking waste of time. But just get over with it. Right?
You know, the cameraman can't get, like, the cameraman always invisible.
I wasn't even factoring the cameraman because the camera moving. But I'm watching him and his wife. Like, what trick are you gonna play on his wife today? And I know it's a waste of time. You go to the last 2 minutes of the video, and she's like, "Why would you do that?" I was like, "All this for that?" And I sit on here watching, know that he wasted my time. Now I hate his videos.
It's true. Especially when he loves say you play the magic trick,
bro. Me watch this man demolish and cheer a talk about he can do some DIY project, right? That man take a drill to the couch, right? A fucking Clark couch. He put a drill too. He put a toilet seat on it and then open it and then put drinks inside. Hack. I said, boss, you made me sit down and watch you put a tiny look on a Clark couch and then put drinks in there and then you sit down and watch the game and open up the tiny covered door. To take your drinks out. Buzz, my back's come away with time, and I purposely knew I was.
I watched this video, right? Where this boy, he pulling pranks on his parents. So he throw away all the man fucking, all he gin and replace water. he didn't drink. He like, what the fuck? And he kept drinking. He wondering what the fuck. He look over, he see his son, he get mad. Throw the bottle at the youth, because the fuck y'all do? You replace all the water with gin. Am I going to get some water? Oh, come on, fucking water. Am I going to... Yo, he makes the fuck, he trying to cup too. And I'm trying to figure out, like, yo, why the fuck you doing this? And then waste my time. Fucking entertained. That shit happened, but yo, nah.
Bro, we knew the son that you just disappointed in, dog.
Boy, I don't know.
The things I see on the internet make me happy that I don't have a child, you know. Yo, how is Akeem?
Who?
The rascal.
Well,
Appeal.
He came in my area. He came down my area because his child's grandfather lives like a block away from me. When he came down here,
a couple months.
Oh, you remember that? Yeah, I was there. Yeah, that's the last time I saw him. I messaged him and asked him, "Are you coming back?" He said he's supposed to pass back before the year finish. I was thinking about going to look for him before October, but that didn't happen. I might try to look for him next week though.
Now I met a guy over here, bro, that looked just like him. I was like, Ross Clark. Yeah, that's just it. So I was like, I saw that guy. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, how I killed the wind?
No, but like from what I see, like he and his girl have like a little clothing business. That's like that's doing things, and it seems like they're growing right now. So they're in a good space. So I rate it. I was supposed to post it on my the podcast page the other day, but I never did.
Bro, I need to. I'm trying to get into this fucking Tokyo fashion scene, man. I love it. How the motherfuckers dress out here,
bro. Get remember, a pea coat.
Remember how I did already start changing my wardrobe and everything, mm-hmm. right? And like it fits in like the changes that I did with my wardrobe. It's real nice. It's sliding nice, like business casual, still mm-hmm. sick. You go out. It's sliding fucking fantastic over here. So I'm like, bro, I am that guy. All I need is my dress.
Bro,
you know the hairline I received? I'm gonna put the dreads in still, man.
You save them, I actually don't wait.
Save them, no fuck.
Darling, 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 please.